Apale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Orale, the onda this week is La Llorona, the female crier, a scary mythical character that evolved from Spanish colonial times. There are many versions of the myth. All of them center on a woman who cries by the river for her children. There are many different stories about who she really is, why she's crying, and whether it's a tale or a real story. La Llorona is alternatively crying because her husband drowned her children or because she drowned them in revenge against her husband. There's also an interpretation that La Llorona is a metaphor for La Malinche, a famous Aztec historical figure who married a Spanish conquistador in 1492 and divulged her country's strategic weaknesses and divisions. In this version of the myth, the children for whom La Llorona cries are really her kin and countrymen, who'd been metaphorically drowned by the conquistadors. The myth is retold from Chile to Colorado. That even scared La Llorona. Got an idea, Gibby told Boy while they were doing the Vuelta one Sunday afternoon in late October. Boy knew what it was and didn't want to hear it because it involved a double date with him entertaining the sister of a ruca Gibby wanted to court. The worst part was that the sister he was going to keep company once told him, for no apparent reason, she didn't like him. Boy tried to ignore Gibby in the hope he'd drop it. A while later, Gibby spoke up again. Ese, let's stop and wave down Raquel and her sister to join us, he said. After some coaxing, Boy stopped and parked. A while later, Raquel and her sister cruised by. Stop and say hi, Gibby yelled, waving. Raquel smiled but kept driving. Shh, they didn't hear me, Gibby said. Boy kept quiet. Let's follow him, Gibby insisted. Boy got back on the road, but the rucas weren't in sight. They cruised for hours and didn't see them. ¿Qué onda? Gibby said. Boy shrugged. Let's go to their chante, Gibby said. Chale, their jefito is a fierce vato, Boy said. We'll just cruise by. If they're home, it means they're not doing the vuelta, so we'll go home. Boy, feeling done with the vuelta, nodded. If their car's there, le ponemos, he repeated Gibby's deal. Cirol, confirmed Gibby. Boy wound through the south side until he reached Raquel's home on a short, dead-end street. Slow down, Gibby insisted. Boy slowed down, but not on his own accord, because a big vato stepped in the middle of the street. ¿Qué onda? ¿Why you ruquitos cruising by here? The vato asked. Just cruising by, said Gibby. The vato looked over to the end of the street, which required a 5-point turn to get out. Guacha, you ever hear a La Llorona? The vato asked. Gibby nodded. You ever see her? The vato asked. Gibby shook his head. Nobody's ever seen her because she's too scary. Boss, even she doesn't come by here. Why? Because we got things here that even scare La Llorona. You better ponerle or you're going to find out what that is, the vato said. Órale, Gibby said. Boy nodded, drove partway into the driveway next door, backed up, and headed out. Let's go home, Gibby said. Órale, Boy said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.